One of Acton's longtime community champions and broadcast personality has passed away. Jack Carpenter died January 5, a month shy of his 97th birthday. He was a proud resident of Acton for over half a century, having bought a house with his wife, Joyce, in 1956 on Elizabeth Drive. Born on February 6, 1926 in Wiltshire, England, Carpenter became involved at a young age with acts that were heard on BBC Radio during wartime Britain in the 1940s. It was as a performer where he would meet Joyce, during a pantomime performance of Cinderella. The two were married in 1951 and formed a group, performing at cabarets. Along with this, Carpenter was a draftsman for an airplane company in England, which eventually saw a move to Acton in 1956 as he was assigned to work on the Avro Aero project in Malton. Carpenter worked on the project until its abrupt cancellation in 1959. He found other employment that would eventually lead to a return to entertainment, working for a time at CJOY AM Guelph, and then on to Kitchener. Carpenter was a film reporter for CKCO-TV, providing stories from the Acton area. Along with reporting, Carpenter went on to host his own radio show on CKCO's radio station, CFCA-FM, called Music Hall, a variety show that aired every Sunday night for a quarter of a century. Paying tribute on Facebook, former CKCO-TV news director Ron Johnston said, "Jack was a stringer for many years, providing film stories from the Acton area to CKCO-TV. The radio show on CFCA was certainly his pride and joy. RIP Jack." Along with his work, Carpenter was a proud resident of Acton as he initiated countless community projects. A major undertaking the Carpenters put together in 1965 was the Acton Roundup, a historical Western-style musical at the old arena in Prospect Park. Another initiative included a trip to Montreal in 1972 to meet with CFL Commissioner Jake Gaudour with a proposal to host the 1974 Grey Cup at Prospect Park in Acton, but it was rejected on the basis of a proposed television blackout. The CFL at that time did not sanction blackouts. Then in 1992, Carpenter launched the Lighten Up, Canada, Wear a Red Nose campaign. His idea was to put a smile on everyone's face by wearing a clown's red nose during the dark days of winter. By 1994, over 250,000 Canadians sported a red nose. Carpenter was also responsible for launching the Acton trunk sale in 1994, an idea he had conceived after a visit back to Wiltshire, England. To this day, the Rotary Club of Acton carries on the trunk sale during the summer months. According to Joyce, Carpenter was always the type who was positive, even during some dark times. He got up with a smile on his face. Every day was a happy day. A few ups and downs as we all do in life, but generally he was always happy. In addition to his community initiatives, Carpenter designed the Acton Centennial flag in 1972 and was a member of the Walker Masonic Lodge. He was also an artist and writer, among other talents. For his contributions to the community, Carpenter was honored as Citizen of the Year in 1995. While she will miss her husband, Joyce said their life together was a happy one. "There was so much to his life, and all I can say, for Jack, is we lived a really happy life together."